no snow, and they're doing everything they can to create it from sort of blowing snow out of the air in giant snow cannon, bringing snow in by the truckload, by helicopter, using dry ice, putting sort of tubes of snow beneath mountains. This is all a pretty frantic effort to make sure that at this one venue, they do indeed have enough snow on the day.
Is there any prospect of genuine snow falling before the games start?
No, the forecast is for rain. The temperatures in Vancouver are about 7 degrees. So if there is any precipitation, it's going to be rain. And so it's going to be a wet rather than a snowy Olympics down there in Vancouver. Now, the problem area is for two events, freestyle skiing and the snowboarding. 2 hours to the north, there's another venue, Whistler Mountain, where the alpine skiing takes place, and they've got plenty of snow up there.
How will the athletes cope with this substitute snow?
Well, apparently they sort of took the athletes out there for a dry run, if you like, on Tuesday afternoon, and the athletes sort of said, "Well, it feels okay to us now." The trick is going to be maintaining that quality while you've got all these people hurtling down it.
And of course, in the meantime, they could always have some of your snow from Washington, Suzanne.
Now, wouldn't that be nice? I mean, we've got plenty of snow here and much more on the way. The latest reports are saying that by the time the snow season is over, cities like Washington, Baltimore, and Philadelphia could have 100 inches of snow.
Of course, it's not the authorities in Vancouver's fault in any sense that it hasn't snowed, but are they embarrassed?
Well, they keep saying, "Look, we have Whistler, we have other venues, there's plenty of snow there." I think it is a problem, and they've really been scrambling and doing everything they can to make snow. But the Canadians have put a lot of pride in these Olympics and making them well organized and making them green, and this is certainly embarrassing.